Hi, John.
How are you?
How are you? I had a long talk with Bill Rogers today, and he made a suggestion that I think puts the Dean thing in a context that I will maybe appeal to you. What he says is this. He says that the way the cases should be separated is basically, and he pointed out that in the Eisenhower administration, they had a rule that anyone who was called for a grand jury and testified freely, of course, retained his position. Anybody who testified and pled the Fifth Amendment or claimed immunity, of course, was resigned. And he thought that the way to present it to Dean was to say, Derelict Mr. Alderman, are going to take leave and testify freely about this matter. You can do likewise if you want to testify freely. If you want to take immunity, why, we want your resignation. In other words, so it really amounts, it's going to be a resignation because he isn't going to go and testify freely.
Well, he's all over the papers today saying that he is.
He's going to testify freely?
Yes, sir.
Without immunity?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, I know. I wonder. All right, that's going to be a different game then, but we shall have to see. I saw the morning paper indicated that, but that he said he would testify freely before the grand jury and the...
Without immunity.
Without immunity.
Now, what that means is the jig is up. He wasn't able to make his deal,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to put the best face on it that he can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, then, he's... what would that mean that he would do then? He's going to try to bluff it through?
I assume so.
And try to say he didn't suborn perjury and he didn't...
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You see, he's got a few little problems, hasn't
he? Right, he's got a lot of problems, and I don't know how you reconcile it, but I think you have to anticipate that he would stare Garment down on that one.
Stare what?
I see. If Garment were sent to tell him that, or whoever it was, why, he would stare him down.
But if he's prepared to do... But if that's the point, then, if he's going to testify freely... So, I mean, our point all along, as I thought, as I understood, was to avoid giving him immunity so that he could do more. Isn't that true?
Well, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
One of the objectives. But anybody who knows anything about the case just can't understand why he's being accorded the courtesies of the office.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well, let me just say that I'll have to think of something else then. All right. I'll think of something by that time. What time will you and Bob be up here, do you think?
Well, at your convenience, we just arbitrarily picked 11 o'clock, if that's
good.
That's
good
for you.
That's good. I'd like to meet then, and then I can get on with my talk and so forth, because I'll have to get to work. And
Sometime during the time we're there, I would very much appreciate having a few minutes alone with you.
Sure.
I know that we're sort of coupled like Siamese twins in this, Bob and I, but I do have a couple of things I would like to...
I understand, Bob. John, fine. Of course, you can. There's moments alone there. Let me ask one thing. Ron said that the interest today is sort of moving toward the California and plumbers operation.
Oh.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been following it.
Yeah, yeah. On that one, I mean, if you, well, we can talk about it tomorrow. You have any thoughts about it at the moment?
No, I really don't. I assume that could run quite far.
Yeah, it's a question of basically, I suppose the question is who was in charge, huh? Was Dean in charge, or...?
No, I was.
Yeah.
And Krogh and Young, of course, ran the operation.
And the purpose was to look out for leaks.
Sure.
But from what I understood, from what we have heard to date, as far as so-called electronic surveillance is concerned, none of that, maybe it was contemplated, but none was tried, as far as we know, from the White House. It was from the FBI. Is that approximately correct?
That's correct.
That is correct?
As far as I know, that's right.
Mm-hmm. As far as this operation in California, do you know when he left?
No, I don't.
In other words, after it happened and you learned about it, did you have Libby and him in and talk to him about it?
No, indeed.
How did it, how
I never saw him again.
How then did it get turned off, or in a Christ, the cases are different, and we should talk about it. You got any thoughts? Good God, I've spent a lot of praying about this, as you know.
I can imagine.
And trying to
survive.
Of course you have, John. Had a good talk with Rogers, and he feels strongly that Kleindienst must go soon.
Will he step in there?
No, but I have another thought that is quite intriguing. I'll tell you about it if it works out. I'll know within a couple hours. And it looks, it's one I think you'll like if it works. He wants their reasons that I think are good. I mean, mainly the fact that he's so goddamn close to me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In terms of, in a sense, he is in a public sense, you know, and all that, despite all that. But nevertheless, whatever the reason is, he's going to do it. But I have another name, John, that has not occurred to any of you. It occurred to me late last night, and I just busted on him today, and we've been calling the Chief Justice and a few others today on it. And it may be something that'll work. I'll know within a couple hours. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if I get an affirmative, I'll call you back and let you know if you'd like to know.
Thank you.
And
I think that's very healthy to make that change.
Now, on that, let me ask you this in terms of my talk. It was not my thought to mention you or Bob in the talk.
I would agree with that.
And I don't want to talk anything about that. It was not my thought. However, if on the AG thing, I'd have to. It was my thought probably to do that Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, if I could get Kleindienst lined up and so forth, I could bust that in the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just for purposes of my thinking, what do you think would be better?
I'd put it in the talk. The more motion you can show in the talk, the better.
Mm-hmm. That I have some today. I'm going to send down to the Senate tomorrow. I'm going to nominate so-and-so to be so-and-so. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, just pray that Rogers has success in the telephone call he's going to make in about a half hour.
Good.
He's on his way by helicopter back again. Fine. Did you have a good talk with your lawyers?
Yes, we've drawn two letters, one each, which we think are...
And yours are different now, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
And then a draft statement.
By me?
By you,
referring
Bob Ziegler, which is about a paragraph long. About two paragraphs
referring
long.
To one or both?
Referring to both.
Not referring to them separately?
No. I mean, it's both.
I think that's correct. Rather than letters back. I see. Well, we'll look it over and see where it is. This is what the product of you and...
Yeah, we've been at work all day on them.
Yeah.
They're pretty well honed. I think you'll find out.
Yeah. You see, your case is totally differentiated in a very important way. You had nothing to do with the campaign.
That's it.
That's the point that I make. You had nothing to do at all with this whole damn period before June the 19th. You had nothing to do with the except for the call to Kalmbach. You had nothing to do with the...
Well, that was after, you say.
No. But I mean, you had nothing to do with the so-called cover-ups.
No, that's it.
But at that point, nobody would have considered that a cover-up, right?
Right.
Is that the position?
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, with regard to the papers, I'm just looking at yours in terms of its, and of your lawyer and so forth. What you did turn it over to as your statement with regard to Gray, you had no reason to think that the stupid bastard was going to burn the stuff.
Whatever.
Incidentally, do you know who knows the contents, Fielding or whoever it is?
I believe it's Fielding.
Yeah. I wonder if this stuff in the plumber's operation comes from those papers, if they know, or Fielding or somebody knows about
it. I would doubt it, but I don't know.
But let me ask you, where would anybody know about that? But John, if would that be, Dean wouldn't know, would he? He wasn't in that, was he?
He might know of it, though. He well might know of it.
Know of it from Corbyn?
Well, you know, yeah, everybody confided in him.
Yep.
For counsel and advice and so on. That's what's so damn treacherous about all of this.
That's right. I see.
Now, you know, at one point, Dean told me that Henry Peterson was aware of that whole business.
Well, I told, you remember, when you were at Camp David, I told Peterson about it.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell him?
He's known about it for months.
Oh, he had?
Oh, yeah.
But you remember what I said to him, I said, you cannot go into national security operations.
Yeah.
Is that a sound position or not? I think it is.
I think it is.
Well, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. It is, unless it's illegal operations, or isn't that correct?
Well, even then, I mean, because your FBI...
Yeah, if it's the FBI, I mean, but my point is the FBI can do it legally, but if illegal operations by a White House person is not authorized by law, and the president wouldn't be authorizing a White House staffer to do something illegal.
I'm not so sure that the FBI can legally do it. I think they just do it.
I think a certain number of national security taps, for example, are allowed. What he said, I think, when he talked to the plumbers operation, what Ziegler said, it was something regarding some letter that Hunt prepared from allegedly a fake letter from Kennedy on the DM thing or something.
Yeah.
But that of course, is a totally out of our ken. Have you ever heard of such a guy?
Yes, sir. That leads directly to your friend Colson.
It does?
Yes, sir.
Had you heard of it before?
Yes.
God damn it, I never heard of it, John. That a fake letter was
on the cable.
But a fake one?
Yep.
From John F. Kennedy?
Well, no, that's what it's alleged to be.
Oh my God. I just can't believe that. I just can't believe that. The whole, you remember, you were conducting for me, you and Young were conducting a study of the whole DM thing
and
the Bay of Pigs thing.
That's correct.
But John, you were, if my recollection is incorrect, I just said get the facts.
Well, I don't know where Colson got this inspiration, but he was very busy at it.
And he had told you that there was a fake letter or a fake cable?
Yes.
What did they ever do with it?
I don't know.
Did he tell you how they'd done it?
No.
Well, what did he tell you, may I ask?
Just the fact that they had such a thing which they had ginned up, that they had prepared.
I should have been told about that, shouldn't I?
Well, I'm not so sure, but what you weren't.
By whom?
I don't know.
No, I wasn't told about anything that was fake. I mean, the only thing I was ever told about that we were, remember I said, the thing that you did when, for Life magazine?
Yep.
That's the only thing I ever heard about the DM
thing. Well, that's a part of that transaction.
But was a fake thing in that?
You're right. That's what I believe.
You didn't know there was anything fake in that, though, did you? You didn't tell me anything about that, John.
Well, I'd have to go back and check my notes, but my recollection is that this was discussed with you.
Well, I'd be amazed at that. I must say that I knew that a lot was done. I mean, I knew that we were making the study, but I didn't know that we were putting together something that was totally fake to send to Life magazine or something like that on Kennedy on DM.
Well, I could be wrong on this. I'll try to get time to check my notes tomorrow before I come up.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to know about that. I mean,
all right.
if I'm in that kind of a position, I'm in a position I just didn't know about. Believe me, I have throughout this thing. I must say, I have not known, as you know. I didn't know about the Watergate, and I didn't know about these other things. But I knew that we were checking all this. But my God, I didn't know they were faking stuff. But I mean, involving that on Kennedy.
Well, as I say, I was I got this second hand, but
Young or Rogue or
no, I think Chuck told me one time.
Well, he sure didn't tell me. You didn't tell me, did you?
I don't know whether I did or not. I'd have to go back and check.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe better I wouldn't know if you told me.
All right.
Chuck didn't. I mean, he never discussed the thing with me. I thought the project was in your hands. You know, remember you talked about it one time about the life thing. Was it in the life story?
No. No, I don't think so. I'm not sure there ever was one. I don't think Colson was ever able to bring it off.
Life or, well, there was something, I think, you're seeing.
That's what he was trying for. No, there was a network interview of Colson.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Was it in that?
No.
It wasn't in that.
No.
And so it was something that was never used.
I think that's right.
Another one of those things. Well, thank God. Thank God it wasn't used.
But the that whole
hunt operator.
Yeah, that whole thing, that hunt, and it was mostly a Hunt Colson thing. Ran off in a lot of strange directions that I really don't have a lot of information on.
You know, the thing about that is that Colson never told me about Hunt, that he knew Hunt, until after the Watergate thing.
Is that right?
I never heard of E. Howard Hunt. No, sir. No. No, sir. Just, it's Conine, yes. I heard about Conine. But he said people had worked, you know. He said the FBI, CIA people were working, farmers, so and so and so and so. But I never heard about, you know, he's, I've understood, he said that he doesn't know Hunt well or something like that. That's, I think, apparently been his line.
Yeah, they were.
But afterwards, he said he was an intimate friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can get back into that or not, depending on what you like.
Yeah. You're, you are now, just so that I can get my own thoughts, you feel that I should go, the time should be Monday for the broadcast, right?
I think the sooner the better.
That's just, well, it can't be sooner than that, I guess.
No, but I mean, no.
I'll be ready Monday. I'll be ready.
Better than Wednesday.
And you don't want it too long, do you?
It ought to be as long as it has to be, I think. I don't think you ought to...
Oh, no. I didn't mean 5 minutes.
There's no virtue in brevity, I don't think.
No, I don't mean 5 minutes, but I meant not in terms of... I can't go into everything that happened because then I'll leave something out.
Sure.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in terms of sort of the general thing. No, I'm going to say enough, and I'm going to...
I think people would feel shortchanged if...
Oh, no, I know. No, I was thinking of the 20-25 minute range.
I think that's good.
I was rather than the 35 or 40 minute range.
No, I
think... Does that sound right to you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I gather from Bob that this leave business is a closed subject as far as you're concerned.
Yes, it has to be. I can't see any way to handle it otherwise. I think it's separable up to a point. But whatever the subject, whatever the problem is on this thing about the file thing with the gray thing is, even though I know what the facts are and I know your story is right, I think it's something that we just got to get cleared up. And I just don't think. I had a long talk with Rogers on that. Now, he's been an advocate of separability, and he was really, he was open to it. But we went into it, and John, I just feel that that's what we have to do.
Do you have anything from Peterson at all that we don't know about?
Nothing, and he will not tell me. You see, I closed my own door there, damn it, by saying I didn't wonder what was in the grand jury.
Well, but there isn't anything in the grand jury that...
That's right.
New at all.
Well, do we know that?
I think we do. We know that the grand jury just hasn't been operating for about a week.
Well,
they've been off over Easter.
The rule.
I think he's horsing you on that. He can prepare a synopsis. John Wilson about fell out of his chair today when we told him that.
Yeah.
He won't buy it.
Well, this is.